Hi everyone, this is Michelle and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge. So, do you have sleep problems? I mean, do you find it hard to fall asleep and wake up frequently at night? If so, then maybe you should examine a series of your living habits, like what you eat or drink, or whether you've done enough exercise and so on. But actually, from what I've heard, if you go to see a doctor for your sleep problems, your phone is often the first thing that the doctor would target. In other words, you're probably using too much phone at night, like me. And that's why when I came across this video, I decided this is the one. You know, I think it would be a good reminder to help me change the habit of using my phone before bed. So anyway, this video will tell you why your sleep is broken and how to fix it. Now, let's take a look at today's sentence. Studies have suggested that when people are exposed to blue light before they go to sleep, they get less total sleep and wake up more frequently over the course of the night. Studies have suggested that when people are exposed to blue light before they go to sleep, they get less total sleep and wake up more frequently over the course of the night. Okay, and now let's move on to the vocabulary for the sentence. 我们来看本句的单字。First of all, expose. 这个单字的发音有几个地方需要特别留意一下。首先 ,X 的发音本来是由两个气音组成，也就是 K 和 S。但是呢，因为这个 K 的气音之后又跟了另一个气音，也就是 P。那么这种一口气要送三次的状况是很累的发音方式，所以为了发音轻松，那么我们就会把几个气音抓出来，把它变成浊音。好比本来的 k 会变成 g， 本来的 p 变成 b， 所以这个字我们不会念 expose， no， 我们会念的是 expose。那或许您已经注意到了，就是这个字的字尾写的是 S， 但它发的也是浊音，也就是 Z 的音。OK， 再念一次 expose。好的，那么这个字 expose 呢，它是动词，本意就是露出来啊，揭发啊的意思。好比我们这个例句 ,The newspaper story is about a journalist and her struggle to expose political scandals. The newspaper story, 这个报纸上的报道 ,is about, 是关于 a journalist, 一位记者 and her struggle, 还有她的挣扎。什么样的挣扎呢 ?To expose political scandals, 去揭发这个政治丑闻。Expose political scandals. OK? 那么本句呢我们用的是被动式 ,be exposed to。Be exposed to, 表示被暴露于一个环境底下，也就是在蓝光之中的意思。那么要特别注意，这里加了ed， 它的发音念法是 t exposed。 这里的 ed 之所以念 t 的原因是因为它的前一个字也是气音，那这种 ed 的念法就是气音对气音的关系，所以 exposed。 So anyway, let's move on to the next one. Blue light 蓝光。那么另外一个补充呢是 infrared light 也就是红外线，看不见的那种红外线。好，最后我们来看一下这个片语的用法。In the course of 表示一段怎么样的时间。好比这个例子 ,When opportunities come to you over the course of your lives, 当在你人生之中呢有机会来敲门 ,okay? Make sure you are ready to grab them, 确保自己是已经准备好有能力去迎接它的。Alright, 再念一次 ,When opportunities come to you over the course of your lives, make sure you are ready to grab them. Okay, so let's go through the sentence once again. 我们再念一次本句的句子。Studies have suggested that when people are exposed to blue light before they go to sleep, they get less total sleep and wake up more frequently over the course of the night. Alright, so I guess that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Make sure to leave a comment and recording, and I'll see you guys next time.